The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
We keep checking news sites for anything new about the collapse of the condominium in Miami or in the Miami area. One of the local law enforcement officials just said that they have just recently heard noise. That's encouraging, not necessarily voices or people talking or crying, but noise of at least movement, which has given them at least some encouragement that there may be people still alive in the rubble. Terrible tragedy, if you've not heard. A 12-story condominium building in the Miami area, Surfside, Florida. Late last night, early this morning, I think it was slightly after midnight, just collapsed. Just collapsed. Pancaked from the top down. If you watch the video, it is surreal. It's like watching a building that has been imploded. Except that's from the bottom up. This is from the top down. No indication yet as to the cause, and anything at this point would be speculation. One person has been declared dead. I believe 35 people have been rescued from the wreckage alive. Some are in the hospital, and at this point, at least 99 people missing, unaccounted for. We will keep an eye on that. It's heartbreaking. Speaking of heartbreaking, yesterday I had a conversation with one of our fine callers about the situation down on the border. We were talking about the fact that finally, after 92 days since Vice President Harris was given the responsibility of dealing with the crisis on the border. It's been 3 months, 92 days today. Finally, yesterday, the White House announced that she would finally be visiting the border. Finally. The situation at the border is not better. It is worse. And yet the news media has basically ignored it. Just basically ignored it. And I had a caller yesterday. I'm not going to mention the name because that's not my desire. Had a caller yesterday that said, well, things were far worse under Trump. And I said, no, they weren't far worse under Trump. They are worse now than at any time in history, and it continues to get worse. And the dear listener, he was kind. He wasn't mean at all. He said, well, you need to check the facts. And he said something about that you conservatives don't deal with facts and so forth. Well, I did just a teeny weeny tiny little bit of research. And here is an article from yesterday. This is from yesterday, but it's from the BBC. The British Broadcasting Company. This is not an American news source that sniffed out this story, that investigated this story. The American media is AWOL on what's going on down at the border for the most part. Fox has covered it some. Everybody else has just ignored it like there was nothing happening. The BBC broke this story yesterday, and let me read some of it to you. The headline, again, this is yesterday. heartbreaking conditions in U.S. migrant child camp. At a U.S. border detention center in the Texan desert, migrant children have been living in alarming conditions where disease is rampant, food can be dangerous, and there are reports of sexual abuse. An investigation by the BBC has found through interviews with staff and children. Now, my first question, why hasn't CNN been there? NBC, CBS, MSNBC, USA Today, The New York Times, The Los Angeles Times, The Chicago Tribune, The Washington Post. Why haven't they been there? This is the BBC. Again, quoting, in recent months, the U.S. has seen a massive rise in migrants and asylum seekers from Central America. Violence, natural disasters, and pandemic-related economic strife are some of the reasons behind the influx, experts say. However, some suggest the perception of a more lenient administration under Democrat Joe Biden has contributed to the crisis. So we got the BBC saying, maybe the Biden administration has something to do with this. Listen carefully. The tented camp in the Fort Bliss military base in El Paso, Texas, is the temporary home for over 2,000 teenage children who have crossed the U.S.-Mexico border alone and are now waiting reunification with family in the U.S. Findings from the BBC's investigation include allegations of sexual abuse, COVID, and lice outbreaks, a child waiting hours for medical attention, a lack of clean clothes, hungry children being served undercooked meat. The BBC has spoken to camp employees about these conditions and seen photos and videos smuggled out by staff. The Fort Bliss camp consists of at least 12 tents, some of which house hundreds of children at a time. The children spend most of their day in the tents, getting out for an hour or two of recreation or to line up with hundreds of others for a meal. Staff told the BBC the food was mostly edible, but a 15-year-old who has now been released said he was fed uncooked meat. Quote, sometimes the chicken had blood. The meat was very red. We couldn't stand our hunger and we ate it, but we all got sick from it. A number of tents have also been set up just to accommodate the large numbers of sick children. The children have nicknamed it COVID City. Hundreds of children have tested positive for COVID, said one employee who asked to remain anonymous because staff are banned from speaking about the camp. In addition to COVID, outbreaks of the flu, strep throat have also been reported since the camp opened in late March. Some children in need of urgent medical attention have been neglected. By the way, let me just stop. The news media was all over the fact that the cages that supposedly Donald Trump built, that's a lie, they were built by Barack Obama. They were not built by Trump. Trump did use them for a short time and then closed them. The Biden administration reopened them, and they were jammed far more than any time during the Trump administration. But the American media was all over the fact that now most of them were empty. Here's the problem. The kids were just moved to tents like these on this military base. The problem has not gotten better. The problem has gotten worse. They just moved the kids from the so-called cages now to tents where they're crammed in like sardines in camps, and the kids are getting sick. Okay, I'm going to need to take a break. When we come back, much more from this article from yesterday. I double dog dare you to tell me any mainstream media in the United States that is reporting about this tragedy of children. Far worse than any time during Trump. And yet it's being ignored by the administration and the press.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview. Call 1. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We're looking at the horrific, inhumane condition of children on the United States border. And what a glaring example of unintended consequences and false compassion. The current administration believes, and I really think that they believe this, that it is compassionate to encourage children to walk hundreds of miles through the desert to reach America. There is something compassionate about that because they're living in poverty. They're living in high crime areas and so forth in Guatemala, Honduras, and so forth. And the liberal left has convinced themselves that this is compassionate. The BBC did an in-depth investigation, and it was released just yesterday. This is new. This is fresh. Unlike any American investigative journalism, which almost doesn't exist when it comes to the border, Fox News did some live reporting on the river, the migrants coming across and so forth. But they did not go nearly as deep as the BBC did in this report. And the mainstream media in America, they've ignored it. You listen to this story and you tell me if this is compassion. They have tents set up just for sick kids. They're called COVID City. Quote, hundreds of children have tested positive for COVID, said one employee who asked to remain anonymous because the staff are banned from speaking about the camp. In addition to COVID, outbreaks of the flu, strep throat have also been reported since the camp opened in late March, and some children in need of urgent medical attention have been neglected. In a secret recording of a staff meeting given to the BBC, an employee told of a child who was coughing up blood and needed urgent medical care. Quote, they said, we're going to send him to lunch, the employee reported, another staff member is saying. It was a 3.5-hour wait to see anybody. The 15-year-old who spoke to the BBC was released last month after 38 days in detention. He said he caught COVID-19 soon after arriving in the camp and became severely ill. After he was recovered, he was sent back to live in a crowded tent and became ill again. Quote, when we went to ask for medicine, they gave us dirty looks and they always laughed among themselves, said the boy, who preferred to remain anonymous. Lice has been rampant, an employee told the BBC, and one of the major shortages has been lice kits. Staff said a tent of around 800 girls was locked down last month because of lice. Photos and videos smuggled out of the facility by staff and given to the BBC shows rows of flimsy bunks set inches from each other, extending in long lines through the vast tents. Quote, I think the crowding is the number one reason that illnesses have spread so much, said an employee. Wild sandstorms sweep through the Chihuahuan Desert where the camp is set. Quote, the whole tent starts shaking. Some of the tents open up and sand rushes in. You literally have to shield your whole body from the sand, said a female employee who also spoke on the condition of anonymity. By the end of the day, we are all just covered in dust from head to toe, she added. Staff told the BBC, showers are on offer, but many children don't want to take them. because they have no clean clothes to change into. There is a shortage of underwear, other clothing items, and shoes in the camp, according to employees. Quote, "It is heartbreaking to hear their stories and to see them very plainly suffering and to hear the same kinds of complaints over and over and over again about things that could be corrected so easily," said the staff member. Quote, "After a child has been here for a few days, they say, 'You've got to get me out of here as soon as possible. I just can't stand it anymore.' They feel like they are in a prison." The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, which employs private contractors to help run the camp, says it is committed to transparency. But the BBC was denied access to the camp. HHS did not respond to the specific allegations of neglect in Fort Bliss uncovered by the BBC, but says in a public statement that it is, quote, "providing required standards of care for children such as clean and comfortable sleeping quarters, meals, toiletries, laundry, educational and recreational activities, and access to medical services." There are reports of staff sexually abusing children at the Fort Bliss camp. At a camp training session secretly recorded by a staff member and shared with the BBC, an employee voiced concern, quote, "We have already caught staff with minors inappropriately," she said. DHS mentioned there was a rape. "They're giving all the girls pregnancy tests because of staff. And I heard the other night that another contractor was caught in a boy's tent, you know, doing things with him." Many of the children, listen to this, many of the children in Fort Bliss become severely depressed, according to staff, who say there are multiple cases of children self-harming. Quote, "I thought I was not going to get out of there. I was not going to see my family again," a 15-year-old who spoke to the BBC said, welling up with emotion. Quote, "Sometimes and at night we would cry. During the worst time, I was nearly at the point of committing suicide," the 15-year-old boy said. Staff took risk to speak about and expose the conditions of children being held at Fort Bliss. The state of around 12,000 other children in the HHS emergency facilities scattered around the country remains largely unknown. Listen to this. Over 1 million migrants have tried to cross into the U.S. this year. According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, twice as many as last year. That's the BBC from yesterday. No, things weren't worse when Trump was president. And it's taken 3 full months before the individual in the Biden administration, Vice President Harris, that was given the responsibility to deal with this situation, has planned to actually see it with her own eyes.